Track three and the first of our headline stories is on the inside pages. It's headed, "Subsidy Loss Would Cause Great Hardship." Scrapping a council subsidy which helps fund a community centre in Newton Abbot would be an extremely difficult pill to swallow, it has been claimed. Teignbridge District Council is reviewing its rent subsidy policy on its commercial buildings, which include the Buckland Centre in Gilbert Road, run by the Newton Abbot Community Interest Company, or CIC. It's that same organisation which runs the Courtney Centre, where we're recording from today. As part of a fuller review of the assets it owns, the council will also consider whether it can afford to continue subsidising tenants. Currently, the policy allows voluntary organisations to apply for funding for 2 years, but at the council's executive committee meeting this week, members recommended that the Buckland Centre be permitted to apply for a further 12 months because of its current financial situation. Councillor Colin Taylor, the Lib Dem councillor for Buckland and Milba, said that withdrawing its £3,150 subsidy would cause great hardship, and it was likely that it would not be able to pay its rent. "It would be great if this subsidy could be made ad infinitum," he said. The centre is run by the CIC, and it's their home, and it gives many charitable organisations, groups and individuals extensive help. In fact, much public benefit derives. "This help is very precious, especially in the cost of living crisis we're currently experiencing, which is certainly a different situation than it was 2 years ago." He said, "Without the company's assistance, people would be even more in need of help, and as well as being invaluable to the community, many projects had benefited, including the Courtney Centre, the Bradley Community Centre, and the possible formation of a community hub at Heal Park." The Buckland Centre hosts parents and toddler groups, a junior youth club, the Mayfair Club for the over 55s, sport and fitness clubs, cost of living groups and events, coffee mornings and exercise classes. Newton Abbot CIC was formed more than 10 years ago following completion of the Newton Abbot and District Community Plan in 2008. It aims to improve the quality of life for people living or working in Newton Abbot. Councillor Parker continued, "The rent subsidy loss would be an extremely difficult pill to swallow, but for the index rent rise to be levied simultaneously, it would mean in a short space of time the rent payable would go from a 50% reduction to an increase of some £5,000. That's a substantial increase for a centre of that size." He said the 2 year subsidy rule or an end to the policy altogether could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. The committee recommended to the full council that organisations that were receiving rent subsidy on the 31st of March should be able to apply for another 12 months and that a full review of the policy should take place.
363 fantastic years in NHS. Surprise party for hospital nursing team. With 363 amazing years of service, these nurses from Tynemouth Hospital, who are photographed on the front page of the Tynemouth Post, celebrated a surprise party for their dedication and the 75th anniversary of their NHS. Their senior sister, Deborah Hardman, held a surprise cream party and award ceremony for her team. The theatre and outpatients department team at Tynemouth Hospital, the NHS's first purpose-built hospital, celebrated an impressive 363 years service last Friday. The surprise cream tea party and award ceremony was a complete surprise to the team, whose seminar room was decorated with a photo board dedicated to the staff, balloons, banners, and a tea party table adorned with homemade scones, sandwiches, cake, and a collage board of staff photos and their history at the NHS. Deborah, the senior sister, told the team, "I've brought you here for two reasons. The first reason is to celebrate us as a team, and the second is to pay homage to the seven of you that have been with the NHS for 25 years. As you know, the NHS has been celebrating its birthday, so it got me thinking how many of us, 12, have worked for the NHS. I totted it up, and it's 363. She said, members of the team have worked in A&E, district nursing, community nursing, mental health, amongst many others. We've had a member of staff sail around the world as a medic. We've had people that have piloted all the new Twilight schemes that Torbay have run. We've got a member of staff that designed and implemented the first ever laparoscopic training teaching day. It's still being used today, and people from all over the world come to it. After handing out cards to Laughter and Praise, Deborah handed over to Sharon Boyne, Associate Director of Nursing and Professional Practice, to hand out long service awards. The team joked that many of them have been in the NHS long enough for two of the accolades that mark 25 years of service. We need a whole new award. And Sharon added, I often think about how many people pass through and how we touch families, and they don't forget. People will often mention nurses and healthcare professionals that have sat alongside them, supported them, and have just been that person that they remember being present at their most difficult time. I think you should all be very proud of the service you've given. I know I certainly am. You've absolutely blossomed. The hospital is a stunning place, she said. The local community feel very passionate about the hospital. It's a cherished service and building in the community.
Businesses hope for missing link. Banking representatives visited Dawlish to see for themselves the need for a banking hub in the town. MP Anne Marie Morris has said a dedicated space in the form of a banking hub that can be accessed by all and allows for a range of services to be accessed. Banking representatives visited Dawlish to see for themselves the need for a banking hub in the town. MP Anne Marie Morris has said a dedicated space in the form of a banking hub that can be accessed by all and allows for a range of services to be accessed must be prioritised. She met representatives from Cash Machine Network Link in the town to address concerns about banking provision. Since the last bank branch closed in Dawlish pre-COVID, there have been calls for access to a banking hub. Following the visit, Link has made no promises, but was given an on-the-ground understanding of the situation in Dawlish, particularly its influx of tourists and older population. MP Miss Morris has been campaigning for improved financial facilities in Dawlish at a Treasury Select Committee hearing with the Finance Conduct Authority. Following the visit to Dawlish, a decision on bringing in a banking hub could be reached in mid-September. Dawlish Chamber of Trade and Dawlish Town Council have been worried about the lack of banking facilities for several years and applied to Link for a banking hub in Dawlish before the COVID pandemic. The recent announcement that Lloyds Bank is to close its branch in neighbouring Tynmouth has increased concerns. The post office in the Strand already provides some banking services, but it is not considered suitable long term. Miss Morris said it was made quite clear to Link that although the post office is valued and offers useful services for members of the community to complete some basic banking tasks, it is not a sufficient space to replace a bank branch. A small counter within a busy shop lacks privacy, and the additional specialist advice and support that would be given by specialised bank staff is not available in this format. There is also a concern that the narrow aisles of the post office are not disability user friendly. Banking hubs provide basic banking services, including counter services and dedicated rooms where customers can see community bankers from their own bank if they need specialist knowledge or privacy. Link, which runs a cash and ATM network, has set criteria for providing hubs, and following the closure of any bank branch, it identifies which communities need further services. Link says that the larger the community, in terms of the number of residents and shops, the more likely it is to need cash access and deposit services provided face-to-face. The more financially and digitally vulnerable the community is considered to be, the more it is likely to need local cash services. Ms. Morris particularly emphasised how Dawlish Warren and surrounding area meets the criteria.